eyes, O Lord, save me, my God, deliver.
Welcome to The Firmly Planted Tree, a podcast dedicated to the reading of the Psalms for strength in our daily walk and to delight in the law of the Lord. I'm Joey Hawkins, and like the tree planted by the waters, may God's word establish you in righteousness.
The Lord alone deliverance sends, no other source of help have we.
Psalm 22, to the choir master, according to the Doe of the Dawn, a psalm of David. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, from the words of my groaning? O my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but I find no rest. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you our fathers trusted. They trusted and you delivered them. To you they cried and were rescued. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by mankind and despised by the people. All who see me mock me. They make mouths at me, they wag their heads. He trusts in the Lord. Let him deliver him. Let him rescue him, for he delights in him. Yet you are he who took me from the womb. You made me trust you at my mother's breasts. On you I was cast from my birth, and from my mother's womb you have been my God. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, and there is none to help. Many bulls encompass me, strong bulls of Bashan surround me. They open wide their mouths at me like a ravening and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax, it is melted within my breast. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to my jaws. You lay me in the dust of death. For dogs encompass me, a company of evildoers encircles me. They have pierced my hands and feet. I can count all my bones. They stare and gloat over me. They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. But you, O Lord, do not be far off. O you, my help, come quickly to my aid. Deliver my soul from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dog. Save me from the mouth of the lion. You have rescued me from the horns of the wild oxen. I will tell of your name to my brothers. In the midst of the congregation I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you offspring of Jacob, glorify him, and stand in awe of him, all you offspring of Israel. For he has not despised or abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, and he has not hidden his face from him, but has heard when he cried to him. From you comes my praise in the great congregation. My vows I will perform before those who fear him. The afflicted shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him shall praise the Lord. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before you. For kingship belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. All the prosperous of the earth eat and worship. Before him shall bow down all who go down to the dust, even the one who could not keep himself alive. Posterity shall serve him. It shall be told of the Lord to the coming generation. They shall come and proclaim his righteousness to a people yet unborn, that he has done it. I admit today that this podcast from the get-go will be a little bit unique. First off, I'm late in getting my podcast out. I try to be pretty disciplined in weekly recording it, and quite frankly, it's been a struggle this week. It's going to be a little bit different as well, that I'm going to give you a quote from a different source than I typically use, but this is W. Robert Godfrey in Learning to Love the Psalms, speaking of this. Psalm 22. These are the words that Jesus took on his lips at the depth of his suffering on the cross. His suffering was unique at that point as he offered himself up for the sins of his people. And so we have tended to see this cry as unique to Jesus. But such an approach to these words is clearly wrong. Jesus was not inventing unique words to interpret his suffering. Rather, he was quoting Psalm 22:1. These words were first uttered by David, and David was speaking for all of God's people. We need to reflect on these words in the whole psalm as they relate to Christ and to all his people in order to understand them fully. Maybe this is where it will be more different than my typical reflection, maybe going through verse by verse or sharing some of the reading that I do in this study. Typically, when it comes to preaching or to sharing a pastoral ministry in that context, there's this rule that I guess it's a unofficial rule that gets shared amongst ministers and pastors. But the idea that in order for you to share and to speak from experience from the pulpit, you need to be through it. So what that kind of comes through, for lack of a better way to put that, is you need to have some distance or some victory over a particular sin or struggle that you have before you can share about it. And so I've waited. I've waited to try to be able to share about struggles with suffering, with mental health, with depression, with, for me, suicidal ideations. And I can't ever seem to get through it long enough. So again, if this is a struggle for you, if you need to pause or not listen, I completely understand and want to give you that option. But a little over 2 years ago, I was sitting in my office, and the words of Psalm 22 were not on my lips, but they were on my heart before God, certainly. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but I find no rest. Shortly after that time, a week later, I made a plan for how I would at least provide an answer that would end the why are you so far from saving me? Why aren't you acting? And through a series of silly circumstances where I had planned and taken steps and written things down, through just a simple act of the location where I'm being, there ended up being a car full of teenagers, most likely smoking weed, and felt like I should probably deal with that before I ended my own life. And in that moment, God was working. I think whenever we read Psalm 22, and whenever I do, I'm floored, because these are the words of our Lord and Savior, of Jesus himself, on the cross, suffering on behalf of humanity. And so my own suffering, my own mental anguish, my own difficulties with mental health and with stress and with what's going on, it always seems to pale in comparison to the Son of Man bearing on his shoulders the very wrath of God, the suffering and sin of the world. I feel like I don't belong in this company. And yet Christ, through his sufferings, beckons us, calls to us, and redeems us. And so Psalm 22 for us then is a reminder that God has purposes in suffering. Again, to quote our previous source with Robert Godfrey, W. Robert Godfrey, as he says, as we seek to understand Psalm 22 so that we can appropriate it and use it, we need to see it in the direction of the history of the church. First suffering, and then glory. We also need to see something of a pattern of piety for the church and for the individual Christian. The pattern is this: the real and inescapable problems of life in this fallen world should lead us to prayer. Prayer should lead us to remembering and meditation on the promises of God, both those fulfilled in the past and those that we trust will be fulfilled in the future. Remembering the promises of God will help us to praise him as we ought. As we praise him, we can continue to face with grace and faith the problems that come daily into our lives. And yes, it is that easy. And no, it is not that easy. Again, I say that I keep wanting to share about these experiences when I get some distance. And I can never seem to get enough distance. And this last week was very hard for me personally. I kind of cut off ties at a key time, typically on a Sunday morning. I feel like I'm on in the sense that I'm there to meet with people. I'm encouraged, and I felt like I just shriveled up and fell apart. And I've appreciated, again, many people reaching out and support and the blessings that have come, even though I attempted to cut them off that day, that still come from it all. But it's one of those things that's so hard to talk about, because how do you explain, as a pastor who trusts, as a minister who trusts in the word of God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Because you're supposed to be the one who is not forsaken. And I am not. I surely am not. Because Christ has bore the suffering and shame and all the sin that plagues. And yes, though I may struggle, though there may be seasons of difficulty, of doubt, of frustration, of not being able to be who I need to be in that particular moment, God is incredibly faithful. And he was faithful that day as he was faithful that day almost 2 years ago, and as he will be faithful in the future. I urge you, though, to understand, as was said in this by Godfrey, that first suffering and then glory. And sometimes first suffering and then glory, and then suffering and then glory. But no matter what, first suffering and then glory, and all throughout praise. Do not cut yourself off from the community of those who love God. Seek help. Seek those with whom that can stand beside you and offer the, again, the hand, the shoulder, the heart, the ears to listen. You will be amazed at the opportunities God will provide that way to lift you up and to strengthen you. And so Psalm 22, verse 22, I will tell of your name to my brothers. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you offspring of Jacob, glorify him, and stand in awe of him, all you offspring of Israel. For he has not despised or abhorred the afflictions of the afflicted. And he has not hidden his face from him, but has heard when he cried to him. Suffering and then glory. And all throughout, praise. And I hope you have a good week, and may God establish you like a firm tree by streams of righteousness and peace. Thank you for listening. Find us online under The Firmly Planted Tree, where we can further continue our discussion. And please consider sharing this podcast and leaving a review. And may the word of Christ dwell in you richly.
A joyful noise to make, oh, come with thanks his presence too, with joyful song.